2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
The case of Lauren McCluskey.
No criminal charges will be filed against a former University of Utah police officer accused of sharing sexually explicit pictures of Lauren McCluskey. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports her family is outraged by this decision.
Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says Miguel Darris' behavior was reckless and people have good reason to be angry. But he says there isn't any criminal code that he can enforce against Darris. He says the way the laws are written now, there has to be a specific injury to that person, which he can't prove since Lauren McCluskey was dead when the pictures were reportedly shared. But Gill says he's working with a legislator to change that law.
Lauren McCluskey's mother, Jill, tweeted a statement asking if Sim Gill even read the full DPS report and asked if he's afraid to prosecute police. KSL News Time 501. No coronavirus relief bill in sight as more file for unemployment. Todd Fuchs has the numbers.
Jeff, the numbers continue to soar. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the details.
This is the latest sign the American job market is struggling to recover from coronavirus shutdowns. 898,000 American workers hit the unemployment line last week, filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. That is higher than expected and the highest number of new jobless claims since August.
The number of Utahns filing new unemployment claims is still rising. Nearly 2,800 people filed for benefits, up by about 150 from the week before. But a Department of Workforce Services spokesman says the number of people filing continuing claims is falling, meaning those people are finding jobs. And like unemployment, also up, the people who can't tweet. Twitter is back up now. After a massive outage across the world, tweets were stalled for about an hour. Looks like things are back up and running. Testimony was mixed in today's confirmation hearing of Amy Coney Barrett. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Don, the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing testimony from a number of witnesses for and against the president's Supreme Court nominee. Pamela Roberts, representing the American Bar Association, endorsing Judge Barrett's nomination.
Judge Barrett had demonstrated professional competence to exceptional and sufficiently outstanding to be rated well qualified.
Opposed to the confirmation, Kristen Clark, president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under Law. Clark says she has grave concerns about how Barrett's interpretation of the Constitution will impact the rights of minorities, women, and the LGBTQ community.
Judge Barrett's strict adherence to originalism and textualism stands to turn our country back decades.
Clark also says Barrett's record suggests that she would be inclined to make it easier to expand individual rights to obtain and use guns. The committee formally concluded with these remarks from the chair, Lindsey Graham.
I just don't know what's going to happen, but the more people vote, the better. And when it's all over, and it'll be over in a few weeks, I'll just say this. If I'm around, I will commit myself to starting over, looking forward, not backward.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has set an October 22nd vote on recommending approval of Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And Senator Mitt Romney says he will be voting in favor of confirming Judge Barrett. The senator says he finds her exceptionally qualified and impressive and is confident she will apply the law and Constitution impartially. Burgess Owens says he's raised a massive amount of money recently in his race for the 4th Congressional District seat. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The GOP candidate for Congress in the hotly watched 4th Congressional race says he's raised $2.5 million in third quarter, his team releasing new campaign finance numbers. They say he's raised more than $3.2 million to date this election in a statement saying the strength of their fundraising haul is a direct result of their message. His opponent, Congressman Ben McAdams, says he's raised $1.4 million during the same time period, but has raised more overall at $4.9 million. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And Owens and Congressman McAdams have already debated, but incumbent Congressman John Curtis and Democrat Devin Thorpe will debate tonight at 6 in just under an hour right here on KSL News Radio. Also tonight, the dueling town halls from President Trump and Vice President Joe Biden. NBC News is not backing down from its decision to schedule the president for a town hall at the same time that Biden is on ABC. In-person campaign appearances are off the table for Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. ABC's Jim Ryan says COVID-19 gets the blame.
The Biden-Harris campaign says that Senator Harris's communications director and a flight crew member traveled with her to Arizona last week and later tested positive for exposure to coronavirus. For the next 3 days, Kamala Harris plans a series of virtual campaign events before she returns to the in-person trail on Monday.
Harris was due to head to Cleveland tomorrow. We're also learning this afternoon that someone who flew with former VP Biden also tested positive for COVID-19. This was all part of contact tracing done for the Harris exposure. Their campaign manager says it's an administrative member of the company who charges the VP's plane. KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
One freeway crash to tell you about. It's northbound I-15 in Sandy at about 106 South. It is out of traffic over on the left shoulder, but it is part of the heavy and slow traffic that goes from 114th South up to Midvale. But on the flip side, going southbound, we had an earlier crash at 7200 South blocking the HOV lane. That's all it took to stack up delays into Murray at 45th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, and back to Todd Fuchs.
More monster COVID numbers here in Utah. The state is reporting nearly 1,500 new confirmed cases today from just over 7,300 tests, and that's about 20% of tests reported as positive. The Department of Health says the average over the last week is just over 1,200 per day. Two more Utahns have also died from the virus. An argument between two opposing protesters in Kanab could land a man in legal trouble after he reportedly coughed on someone intentionally. Police Chief Tom Cram says two opposing groups have been holding dueling protests every weekend for the past few months, but things got more intense last Saturday when Robert Brissett was seen on video coughing on people.
With this virus and coughing on people, it's just a little bit more serious than just simple assault. So we've got to discuss that and decide what we think's appropriate.
Brissett went to jail. Cram says coughing and spitting on someone is assault, even if we weren't in a pandemic. It isn't only the number of people in the hospitals, it's the time that they're staying. Infectious disease specialist at Intermountain Healthcare, Dr. Eddie Stenium, says many people who have been hospitalized for COVID-19 wind up staying a while.
You know, it's not a quick admission where you can turn these patients over and get them out so new patients can come in. That's a huge challenge of people that have severe illness with COVID-19 is that many of them stay in the hospital for weeks.
258 people currently hospitalized in Utah for the virus. And after a month of warning signs, this week's data makes it clear the third surge of the pandemic in the U.S. is underway. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
New coronavirus cases surging 18% this week, more than 51,000 per day, says the COVID Tracking Project. Hospitalizations increasing over 14% from last week, and deaths are higher. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers warning residents to stay home, calling it life and death. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says theirs is the worst situation Ohio has been in. New Mexico and Oklahoma seeing hospitals fill up.
I can't remember when the second wave stopped. KSL News Time is 5:08. It's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. anyhourservices.com.
For Halloween, Dunkin' Donuts is selling a ghost pepper donut, which is interesting because you could not eat a ghost pepper. No way. On the Scoville spiciness scale, these red puckered ghost peppers are scary. A jalapeno rates a 2,500. On the Scoville scale of heat, a ghost pepper measures a 2.2 million. A Washington Post reporter says a ghost pepper looks like Satan's internal organs had prolapsed. 3 years ago, a man put a little sliver of ghost pepper on a burger. Now, at first, a ghost pepper tastes fruity. Then, 30 seconds later, it brings the heat. This guy threw up so hard, it tore a one-inch hole in his esophagus. He was in the hospital for 17 days before he could drink a single sip of water. So Dunkin's Ghost Pepper Donut has left me a little curious. Are they murdering their patrons? Well, to test this killer confection, we turn to a hardcore critic with a cast-iron stomach, ready to swallow any spicy morsel of death with a shrug. Come forward, brave soul. Who art thou?
Hi, this is Anne from Mashable, and today I'm trying the spicy ghost pepper donut from Dunkin' Donuts.
Her, Anna Iovine, who writes for Mashable. Take a bite, Anna, and we'll notify your next of kin. Ready?
Okay, here we go. Okay, you get the kick. You get the kick when you swallow. I actually think it's pretty good. This is not very spicy.
There you have it. Dunkin' is marketing a scary donut for Halloween. Ghost pepper. But in this case, it's a friendly ghost.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County, you do have delays. And this stretches from 4500 South to 7200 South from an earlier crash. That crash is now cleared. All lanes of traffic are open. Northbound I-15, we do have an accident in Sandy. Approaching 106 South. It is out of traffic over to the left, but it is part of the heavy and slow traffic that stretches from Draper up to Midvale. A little bit of slowing westbound, SR 201, 7200 West. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are in good shape. Michelle?
Well, we also have delays from an earlier crash. This is just about a mile east of the exit to head toward Tooele. This is backing up almost to the 202 junction, both on I-80 and on the 201. Now, for drivers on 5600 West, this is a little busy between the 201 and about 3500 South and West Valley. And also seeing just a little bit of slowdown on Bankator Highway as you're going through the construction in Taylorsville. Steve?
Nice drive this afternoon as you leave downtown Salt Lake City, traveling northbound 15 into Davis County. Got the usual slowdowns, though, Kaysville to Roy. Southbound 15, just a bit sluggish through the construction there, Riverdale to Sunset. Usual slowing on northbound 89 this afternoon through Fruit Heights, also at Cherry Lane and at South Weaver Drive. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, over 8,000 Google reviews, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here it is, traffic and weather together on the nines, and Kristen Van Dyke has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Temperatures falling quickly this evening at 5 p.m., temperatures around 56 degrees. 7 p.m., we're at 51, by 8 o'clock into the 40s, and we're going to see an overnight low of 36 degrees tonight under mainly clear skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke with your hourly report.
The sunset comes at 6:46 this evening. Right now it's 57 degrees with haze. KSL News Time 5:12. And we go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, being cooped up at home during the pandemic has paid off for a Minnesota horticulture teacher who used his extra time to constantly water and feed a massive pumpkin that won this year's Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Contest in California. Travis Geinger of Anoka, Minnesota, watered his plants, get this, up to 10 times a day. He fed and fertilized them at least twice each day. He then drove this gargantuan gourd for 35 hours to the 47th World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay. It came in, his winner came in at 2,350 pounds. Can you imagine driving that thing across the country? He said it was nerve-wracking because with every bump on the road, he kept thinking, is it going to make it?
Is it round or is it like a giant blob?
It is not round. It is a lumpy orange thing. It's more of a giant blob. You're right about that. But get this, his winnings, $16,450. That's $7 per pound. So I think it paid off for him. The world champion, though, 2,600 pounds.
Okay, giant orange blob for the win. Thanks, Maria. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, a famous geisha may be running out of steam. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer is live now. Kira?
Jeff, the Yellowstone's famous geyser, Old Faithful, could go silent. The geyser has been erupting for 800 years, but scientists say they found some mineralized wood that points to periods of droughts for the geyser, leading them to believe that those severe droughts could happen again by middle of this century. Those eruptions could even decrease altogether. Other researchers have found the period between the time of Old Faithful's eruptions has increased quite a bit, actually. In the 1950s, the intervals were between 60 and 65 minutes. Since 2001, intervals increased between 90 and 94 minutes, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kara. And I'm 61 years old. I read that as old geezer. Trending right now, a new study shows there's an easy way to relieve the boredom and tedium of pandemic living. When you binge, watch nature shows. When shown videos of fish on a coral reef, sadness and boredom were reduced in this study. Well-being was boosted. So tonight, instead of watching these town halls with the candidates, you might consider Whale Wars on Animal Planet. You'll be a lot happier. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Kanab man might be looking at assault charges after police say he intentionally coughed on people. They say it would rise to the level of assault even if we weren't in a pandemic. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Senator Mitt Romney says he'll be voting in favor of confirming Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. He says she's exceptionally qualified and impressive and is confident she'll apply the law and Constitution impartially. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Delays this afternoon westbound I-80. They start after the 202 junction and continue to Lake Point. And more crews have arrived on the scene of this crash in Sandy. Northbound I-15, about 106 south, now blocking the HOV lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures a little cooler today, but we are gearing up for another warm-up. I'll let you know when and how warm it gets coming up in my forecast.
It's 57 meantime now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The presidential candidates were supposed to meet tonight in their second debate. Instead, they'll speak directly to voters in dueling town halls, which begin in an hour from now. Democrat Joe Biden in Philadelphia on ABC and President Trump in Miami on NBC. But he told supporters in North Carolina he isn't looking forward to it.
So I'm doing it, and it's NBC, the worst, home of Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd, and some others. And they gave Lester Holt, he's a beauty.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris will campaign virtually until Monday after three campaign staffers tested positive for COVID-19. After weeks of warnings, the data is in and the pandemic is in its third surge. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
New coronavirus cases surging 18% this week, more than 51,000 per day, says the COVID tracking project. Hospitalizations increasing over 14% from last week, and deaths are higher. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers warning residents stay home, calling it life and death. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says theirs is the worst situation Ohio has been in. New Mexico and Oklahoma seeing hospitals fill up.
The CDC is predicting deaths from COVID could reach 240,000 by early November. Doctors in Seattle are reporting the nation's third case of a person infected with COVID-19 for a second time.
Genetic testing shows a Seattle area nursing home resident who is in his 60s got COVID-19 twice. He first got it in March and was in the hospital for over 40 days. Then he got it again and has since recovered. He was not as sick the second time. The genetic testing showing it was not a relapse, but a new infection with a different variant of the virus. The first person in the U.S. to get it twice was a man in Nevada whose second bout of COVID-19 was documented as being worse than his first. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The DA in Denver charging a security guard hired by a TV station who fatally shot a protester with second-degree murder. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We told you about this story from Orem yesterday.
The young woman who wants to remain anonymous says she told her roommates about suicidal thoughts she was having. Next thing you know, she got an eviction notice saying those suicidal thoughts caused undue stress and harm to her roommates, which is a violation of her lease.
That's our own Kelly Pierce following the story. David Dujanovic talked with a Utah eviction law expert, Jeremy Shorts, this morning. He says the apartment complex's actions aren't necessarily illegal. But what is the right thing to do?
The letter that was issued was terribly worded.
mental health issues are very serious. They should be approached by offering support and assistance to anybody that's experiencing those. And that's especially true in a pandemic, but it was terribly worded.
Shorts says there must be more to this story.
I mean, there's always two sides to every story, but if what happened was some roommates got together, one of them confided in the other one that they were having some suicidal tendencies, I don't see any reason for that to get reported. And I also don't see any reason why the landlord would consider legal action if that's what happened. That doesn't make sense. But that's what I'm saying. I think there has to be something else going on. Because if it went one step further and the story says that there was an argument when the suicidal tendency discussion came out, and if that was an argument and one tenant expressed suicidal tendencies that also included statements of harm to the other roommates or the property in the middle of an argument, then at that point, the landlord might have an obligation to take action.
It's a complex story, but regardless, if you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts or exhibiting warning signs, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 1-800-273-TALK. KSL News Time 519. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Triple Team Traffic now. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meast.
And just like that, crews have been able to get the crash in Sandy northbound I-15 at 106 South completely off the roadway. All lanes of traffic are now open, but you still have backups to 123rd South. Southbound I-15 bogged down. It starts in Murray at 4500 South and continues to 90th South. Sandy, a little bit of slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching 7200 West. Michelle?
Well, still really jammed up for drivers. If you're headed westbound I-80 making way over to Lake Point on into Tooele, those delays are going to start just past the 202 on both I-80 and on the 201. You're going to see them ease, though, by about a mile north of, or mile east, I should say, of the Lake Point exit. Now, if you're on 5600 West, seeing slowdowns there between I-80 and West Valley, as well as Bankator Highway from the 201 into Taylorsville. Steve?
Seeing a few slowdowns right now, southbound Foothill Drive at 13 South by the Foothill Village. Meantime, northbound I-15 running at full speeds, leaving from the downtown area, rolling into Davis County. Typical slowdowns, though, waiting for you. Kaysville to Clearfield, southbound 15, a little sluggish there, Riverdale to Sunset. Plus the usual slowdowns on northbound Highway 89 through Fruit Heights. Also at Cherry Lane, slowing down and from South Weber Drive up to the I-84 ramps. Bear Lake, stunning fall foliage, miles of trails, Bloomington Lake, and plenty of beauty for you to see in your cabin rental. Visit Scenic Idaho. Visit bearlake.org. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. We have the 7-day forecast, and here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff. 7-day forecast looking pretty nice as we gear up for the weekend. For Friday, a chilly start. Temperatures will be in the mid-30s, maybe even some frost around. But by afternoon, expect a high of 65 degrees with lots of sunshine. Going into the weekend, temperatures warm up a little bit, but we will see an increase in clouds, partly cloudy, with highs in the upper 60s and 70s, overnight lows in the 40s. And next week, more fall-like weather, temperatures in the 60s and 70s, overnight lows in the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 57 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time 522.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. As many companies are reducing in size due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the corporate law firm Durham Jones & Pinniger is expanding, recently announcing they'll be combining with Dentons to become the world's largest law firm known as Dentons Durham Jones Pinniger. It's President Todd Leishman here to tell us about it.
You know, people are looking for the new normal as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it increasingly looks each day like there may never be a new normal. Rather, we're facing a new dynamic of constant accelerating change. Our combination with Dentons shows Durham Jones and Pinniger's commitment to helping clients navigate this new dynamic. We're constantly finding new ways to support our clients, whatever their business and wherever they operate in Utah around the world. To do that, we're committed to adapting and growing our firm services to fit the diverse needs of our clients. If COVID-19 has taught us anything, it's that we can continue to provide our clients the high level of service they need and deserve from wherever we are, whether that's working remotely or in person. Maybe one of the best things about this combination with Dentons is that we will retain our roots in the community while providing our clients access to a truly global network that will help them adapt in this new dynamic.
Durham Jones and Pinneger was one of the first to take the Stay Safe to Stay Open pledge, a great example of what has made Utah a model for the country as we continue to sustain and grow a strong economy. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
It's Bullfrog Spa's huge, peaceful life sale with special pricing and financing. Find your nearest factory store at bullfrogfactorystores.com. Ends Saturday.
The moment you start cancer treatment is pivotal. Ahead is an experience that changes you. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination to overcome the obstacles. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're there for every moment. Ahead are experts. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination from teams of specialists who overcome the obstacles. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
Taxes, healthcare, Social Security. There's a long list of critical issues you have to tackle before you can think about retiring. And if you overlook or underestimate one little thing, it could decimate your nest egg. Learn how you could avoid this with a free retirement planning checklist from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. This free guide reveals 31 critical issues you must tackle before you retire. If you've saved at least $200,000, be one of the first 20 callers to get your free retirement planning checklist now at 801-682-4448. Retiring today is more challenging than ever before, and this free guide could help you avoid any mistakes. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Home Depot is hiring more than 300 people for its stores in Utah. Open positions include customer service, freight, and filling online orders. KSL Drives Tesla is reportedly doing away with its public relations department. That basically leaves Elon Musk and his Twitter account to speak for the company. That can be interesting at times, but not right now. Twitter is down around the world for almost 2 hours at this point. The company says it's working on it. No more of your favorite cheese blends from south of the border. The Mexican government is halting distribution of several cheese products after learning some packages were lighter than the weight promised on the bag and had ingredients other than milk which weren't labeled. On Wall Street, meh, the Dow dipped 19 points, the S&P fell 5, the NASDAQ lost 54 points. KSL News Time 526, a man in Colorado who planned to blow up a synagogue pleaded guilty today.
Richard Holzer wanted to wage a racial holy war.
Mr. Holzer self-identifies as a skinhead and a white supremacist.
U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn said Holzer plotted with undercover FBI agents in November 2019 to blow up Temple Emmanuel in Pueblo.
Mr. Holzer went on to suggest to undercover agents that they use explosive devices to destroy the synagogue and, quote, get that place off the map.
Holzer has now pleaded guilty to federal hate crime and explosive charges that each carry a maximum penalty of 20 years. He'll be sentenced in January. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.